Sports with Sonny is next. Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday, Yahias.
Sonny, I understand you're beginning with some basketball royalty.
Yahias, let's tip off in New York City, where British royals Prince William and his wife Kate were courtside for basketball royalty. The man nicknamed King James, NBA superstar LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Prince William and Kate were in floor seats, and they cheered as LeBron and the Cavaliers extended their winning streak to 7 games with an easy 110-88 victory over the host Brooklyn Nets. LeBron tallied 18 points and 7 assists for the Cavaliers. But it wasn't all royal fun and games at the Barclays Center Arena in Brooklyn. Outside the facility, hundreds of protesters demonstrated over recent incidents involving unarmed black men killed by white police officers. Some wore shirts saying, "I can't breathe," the last words of Eric Garner, a black man who died after a police chokehold. For his part, LeBron James and other players also wore T-shirts with the same words, "I can't breathe," during the pregame warm-ups in Brooklyn. Earlier in the day, the British royals, Prince William and Kate, met with former Congolese basketball star Dikembe Mutombo, who retired in 2009 after 18 seasons in the NBA. Big Dikembe is an ambassador for United for Wildlife, a conservation group the British royals have also supported. Born in Kinshasa in 1966, Mutombo is a well-known humanitarian, and he's kept busy with a variety of causes since leaving basketball.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out my Facebook page today, Tuesday, you'll see a photo of John Wall, the all-star point guard for my favorite basketball club, the Washington Wizards. Wall is shown in the photo holding Maya Telemach Nelson, a 6-year-old girl who died of cancer Monday. Wall befriended young Maya last season after she was diagnosed with the cancer. After hearing the news that she died, Wall wrote the young girl's initials on his basketball shoes before a 133-132 double overtime victory over the visiting Boston Celtics. Wall scored 26 points and passed for a career-high 17 assists, and he dedicated the victory to Maya.
I believe that children everywhere should be free to grow to adulthood in health, peace, and dignity.
Pledge your support for children at www.gmfc.org.
VOA!
The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the spot. Adeyemi joins us now with news about Ghana's new football coach, as well as the recent FIFA Women's World Cup draw.
Good evening, Africa. Africa's three representatives in the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup in Canada now know their first-round opponents. Following the draw that was made in the host nation, African champion Nigeria, Cameroon and Ivory Coast will fly the African flag at the tournament, billed to hold from June 6th to July 5th. Of the three, Nigeria was drawn into the toughest group, which is being described as the group of death. The Super Falcons, as Nigeria's senior women's team is known, will face top-ranked Olympic champion United States, fifth-ranked Sweden, as well as Australia in Group D. That is as tough as it gets. For its part, Cameroon is drawn with Japan, Switzerland, and Ecuador in Group C, while Ivory Coast is in Group B with Germany, Norway, and Thailand. From the six first-ranked groups, only 16 of the 24 teams will progress to the knockout stage. Let's now quickly run through the six groups. Group A, Canada, China, New Zealand, and the Netherlands. Group B, Germany, Ivory Coast, Norway, and Thailand. Group C, Japan, Switzerland, Cameroon, and Ecuador. Group D, United States, Australia, Sweden, and Nigeria. Group E, Brazil, Korea Republic, Spain, and Costa Rica. And Group F, France, England, Colombia, and Mexico. Meanwhile, new Ghana coach Avram Grant has said he will consider an international return for Sule Muntari and Kevin Prince Boateng, who were sent home in disgrace from the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil. In his first interview since taking over the national team job in West Africa last week, the former Chelsea manager said every player eligible for the Black Stars will be considered for selection, no matter their history with the team. Muntari struck a member of the Ghana management committee after a row over money in Brazil, while Boateng clashed with former Ghana coach Kwesi Appiah. But the coach warned that he would not accept indiscipline. "I will not choose a player just because he's disciplined, but the players that will not be disciplined cannot be in the team. It is a way of life, so I will be disciplined, and they will have to be disciplined too," he says. Grant has been mandated to do well at the 2015 African Nations Cup and win the 2017 edition. The Black Stars of Ghana have been drawn in a difficult Group C at the tournament in Equatorial Guinea next year. They face top-ranked African side Algeria, South Africa, and Senegal in the first round. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Cook all meat and animal products thoroughly before consumption. My name is John Obi Mikel. Together we can beat Ebola.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station, because we partner the VOA.
VOA!
And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. One of my big sporting thrills for 2014 and of my VOA career came in October when I had a chance to meet Dr. Larry Zamaje and his sporty Brilla FM staffs in Lagos and Abuja. And I'd be remiss if I didn't also say that Dr. Larry has sports radio 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. In Major League Soccer news, DC United, the club based here in Washington, has traded Ghanaian international Samuel Nkum and reserve goalkeeper Joe Willis to the Houston Dynamo for English midfielder Andrew Driver. DC United also received a fourth-round draft pick in 2016. The 25-year-old Nkum, a defender midfielder, recently visited our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. Samuel was named to Ghana's World Cup teams for both South Africa 2010 and Brazil 2014. After making it to the quarterfinals in South Africa, Ghana had a disappointing World Cup in Brazil, earning only 1 point from 3 first-round group matches. during a sporty chat at our VOA studios here in Washington. Samuel Nkum said next month's Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Equatorial Guinea is a chance for redemption for the Ghanaian team.
We need to make Ghanaians happy to take this African Cup. And I think this is the aim and dream for those who are going to the Guinea to make the country, our country, proud. So I think everybody know the reason why he will go there to make the country, because in the World Cup, we didn't do what our country expect. So this time around, Cup of Nations, we need to do everything possible to bring the passion of soccer in Ghana again. I believe that we are going to do it.
Can you maybe mention one or two young Ghanaian players who you think could really make a name for themselves in Equatorial Guinea?
I think we have, Christian Achu, which is in who play in Everton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a coach, my choice. Like, he will make a lot. He will make a lot of impact in Guinea.
That's Samuel Nkum, the newest member of Major League Soccer's Houston Dynamo Club. D.C. United traded Nkum to the Dynamo on Monday. And Samuel was talking with us at our VOA studios here in Washington. As Samuel said, the Black Stars will try to make Ghanaian football fans happy and lift the cup at the 2015 Cup of Nations tournament in Equatorial Guinea. The Black Stars of Ghana and the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon have the proudest Nations Cup pedigrees of the 16 teams that will compete in Equatorial Guinea. Ghana and Cameroon have each won 4 African titles, but it's been a long time since the Black Stars last lifted the cup. We have to go all the way back to 1982. Heck, Samuel Nkum wasn't even